Since 2007, the state's been required to pay for the tests hospitals carry out on rape victims, whether or not the victim reports the assault to police. But there's been no standard for how much a hospital can charge for the tests that include gathering blood and DNA samples. The new rule sets a $1,200 maximum the state will pay. The director of the state's Victims' Rights Office, Jill Karofsky, says that could end up costing the state more, but it could also promote public safety.
The more victims who come forward and the more perpetrators' DNA we are able, as law enforcement, to get our hands on, the more perpetrators we are going to catch and the safer we are going to be overall.
Last year, the state spent more than $600,000 to run tests on 720 rape victims. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.